Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today I have a special guest out of Fort Worth, Texas. He's a physics teacher. He just blown up recently on TikTok. Mr. Nick Cordley. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Hey, did I say your last name right?
It's Cordray.
Cordray. Yeah,
Cordray,
I
yeah.
was like, I don't know how to say it correctly, but I'm gonna ask
It's
her now.
okay.
But yeah, Mr. Cordray, man, that's a pretty cool last name. You got Dre in
Appreciate
the
it. Hey, for sure.
back. Right? Yeah, man. So recently I checked out one of your videos and it blew up. It was one where you're singing that one song, that famous song, and you're talking about how your kids inspired you from your class. You're a teacher, a physics teacher, right? Out of Fort Worth. And you said one of the main things that you love about teaching is that the kids inspired you with like their playlist and they put you on to music and you started singing, man. And like when you started singing, I was like, man, that's the vibe. I actually that took me back to when I was a kid, because when I was a kid, my family and in their quinceañeras and their weddings, they always play that song. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh man. And then you were singing it on key and everything. It's like, man, so what inspired you to do that video, first of all? I mean, and then what did you feel like once that video blew up and it has like millions of views, like I think a million point two or something like that, or 2 million?
It's getting up there, man. So, I mean, I don't know. It kind of just came to me one day. I have some friends that kind of do TikTok stuff, like they take it seriously, and I've never really taken it seriously. And so I was hanging out with some of them one day, and they're like, "Nick, like you should just do it. Like just you should get into TikTok." He's like, one of my friends, his name's Josh Benson, and he was like, "You should just try it. You just never know what's gonna happen and stuff." And so after that conversation, I literally had a dream about that video that I made. It was like a video. It was literally a dream that I had when I was singing in the car to the song. Because I mean, I've been loving that song for a while now. And so I was like, you know what? It'd be kind of funny if I like made a song about, or if I made a video about me talking about like the perks of teaching, but it's like the most random thing. And so I went to my wife like Friday morning. I was like, hey, I think I'm gonna make this video.
Oh
And she was like, okay, yeah, like do it. And so I go out to the car. I was like, I have to do it in the truck. Like I don't know why, but I feel like I have to do it in the truck. And so I do it. I record it. I think it's like two takes. And I was like, all right, done. And then I just posted it, just thinking like, whatever, you know? And then here we are today. I mean, it blew up really fast. And what the cool part is like seeing all the comments and how like receptive people have been to it and stuff. And so it was really funny.
that is insane, man, and in a beautiful way, because you said you saw it in a dream. And man, if you listen to the podcast, like the episodes like years ago, and I always talk about this, when you see it in your mind for some weird reason, like, and you really start like going towards that visual, like of making it happen, right? Like a manifestation, if you want to call it. You start seeing the things happening for you, and you're like, but you see it so clearly, like you need to do it. And you saw it clearly. You had a dream. So it was a dream, or was it like you like just thinking?
I know I was asleep. Like it was a dream, which is crazy, you know? Like it was, I woke up the next morning being like, I have to make this video.
You have to. You have to, bro.
And here we
That
are
is.
today.
And here we are today, right? Like I'm the first dude that reached out to, hey, I want to have this guy on my podcast, because this,
on.
oh Lord, man. And then so I mean, because like it's like you said, like you had to plan it where like you actually see it like in the truck or the vehicle, and then you're going through it. You did like a one take, or like did you have to like do it a couple
I
of
did it a
times before
couple
you had
of times, just 'cause
the cadence to
don't
get it all correct?
right. It was that, and also like there was like people walking in the background, like they were like out there walking their dog and stuff. I was like, okay, let me wait till it's cleared up, and then I just did it. And I was like, 'cause I already know the song, so I was just like, I just had to wait for like the right moment. Like there was, so I was sitting, like I parked my truck in the street. And I just walked out to my truck, turned it on, and tested out like the Bluetooth with the TikTok thing. I was like, is this gonna work? Is it not? And it worked. And I was like, okay, cool. It took me literally, I think, two or three times max. And I was like, all right, done. Like, I didn't think anything of it. It was just like, let me just do it. It'd just be funny.
You don't think, did you think it was gonna go that kind of viral?
No, I didn't think so.
No?
I thought like, because a lot of my students follow me on social media and stuff. And so my social media is public because I used to be a wedding photographer.
Oh,
And so I
cool,
never had
man.
it. I never had it on private. But then at this point, like I don't share anything inappropriate or anything, and kids want to know what's going on in my life. And so I keep it at a certain to a certain extent, obviously.
Exactly.
But so that they can kind of see a glimpse into like my life. And so they always like share it amongst each other and they'll like laugh about it the next day. And that's what I was kind of thinking it was going to happen. But then it kind of went a little more
Wow.
than that.
I'm pretty sure you're like you have tons of comments in there, and it was
Yeah,
like
yeah.
so when I saw that video initially, I was like, man, this is awesome. You know what's the funny part about it? It wasn't my it just came up like on my page. Like I didn't
Yeah.
search for it or anything. It was on my
Oh,
page.
wow.
The crazy thing about it is that my wife had sent me a video like within that time frame,
Yeah.
and I was about to scroll and not watch your video. Like I was like this close to not ever watching your video, bro. Like it was on my feed, and I was just gonna
Yeah.
like go to my
Swipe.
wife's video, right?
Right.
But then something told me, watch your wife's video, but then go back to that video that was about to play, because I you just started off something about teaching. It's like, oh, I want to see what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so you know how sometimes when you get off the video, like let's say you're on a video, or let's say somebody shares a video, and you go to that video, and then you go back to where you're at, and it just takes you
Yeah.
completely somewhere else.
For sure.
I thought that was gonna happen,
Yeah.
but when I went back to the feed, you were still there, so I played it like, and I was like, dude, that's crazy. Like I was about to scroll and not ever watch that video in my life.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I was like, dude, this is awesome, man. Like, I went into your page and started looking at all your videos, and you don't have that many, but all of the videos you
Yeah.
have that have really good content. So I was like, dude, I need to talk to Nick, man. I need to talk to Nick. Nick is awesome. And then he's also from Texas.
Yeah.
We're mentioning Houston. I lived in Houston for a year back in 2000. So
Okay.
and a lot of connections, the music,
For sure.
obviously that you were mentioning, the playlist, the
Yeah.
carne asada one. Like, hey, you like me
Yeah.
for the carne asada? I love that one. That was a good one because, I mean, obviously, when we have a carne asada, and a lot of people don't know what a
Right.
carne asada is, but if you're from
Right.
Texas and you know
Oh, yeah.
Hispanics, carne
For
asada is a
sure.
barbecue, you know? So,
For sure. Yep.
what do you think about that one, dude? When you did that one, like, also got a lot of feedback.
No, I mean, when I was just reading the comments, man, it was, I didn't know how people were going to receive it, honestly. Now that when it started blowing up, I was like, oh, people are going to think that it's like, I don't know, cultural appropriation or like, and I didn't want it to come off as like a negative thing because like I thoroughly enjoy that music. Like you
Exactly,
can
yeah.
talk to a lot of people that are close in my close circle and they know I'm always listening to Spanish music and I just have an appreciation for the Spanish culture. I grew up, like I said, I was in Houston and my best friends were Mexican, Salvadorian. Like Houston's like a melting pot. And
It
so
is, it
my
is.
childhood, looking back on it, I didn't think anything of it. I was just, I mean, in their grandma's kitchens and they're in there making homemade tortillas, putting some butter on
Bro.
it and feeding me. You know what I'm saying? Like I just like grew up. That was just like something that's, I feel
Like
like
you
that's
grew
really
up with it,
sentimental
it
to
was
me.
natural for you. It was
Right.
natural.
Yeah. And stuff. And so when I started seeing the comments and just all the positive feedback, people saying like, you know, get it. Like you're invited to the carne asada and stuff like that. I was like, this is cool.
No,
This is
yeah,
cool. And
dude,
everyone's like, you're
that's
invited to all the quinces and stuff like that. And like, I've been to a lot of quinces
because
just
of the
in
what
my teaching
photography?
career and photography, but also
Yeah.
just like as a teacher, all of my
Okay.
students, because I did middle school for 6 years. And then they were like, all my kids, like, Mister, come back to like when you like, whenever I leave to go to high school, come to my quince and they'll find me, they'll send me the invite and I'll come. Like, it's so much fun.
That's so cool, man. And so
Yeah.
you've learned the culture because you're in the culture, and then
Yeah.
you learn the music because of the being around the culture. You learn the
For
lingo,
sure.
the slang, all that
Right.
stuff.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The carne asada vibes, you know, like
For sure.
una carne, okay. Oh, I'm on my way, you know, like you know what that
Right,
means, you know
literally.
what that means. And
Yeah.
then in Houston, like you said, it is a melting pot, man. Like I lived there for a year and I would go occasionally afterwards. I was studying audio engineering over there in Houston
Okay.
Community College. And when I first got there, man, it was a little bit of a culture shock because in Laredo is mainly Hispanic, like 99%, you know, like, and
Yeah,
there's like
right.
1% of white folk and then black folk and Asians. Like it's, they
Right.
all make 1%, you know.
Right.
But for us, I'm going over there. It was awesome, man, to see the different cultures. I met a lot of different cultures, like from every walks of life, all kinds of cultures. So it was awesome. And I lived in Second Ward
Okay. Yeah.
within the last half of the year of 2000, and that population was a little bit more Hispanic. I was like, oh, okay, what's going on here? And then if you go a few blocks down on Fifth Ward and Third Ward, like it starts changing and all that stuff.
For
And
sure.
I started learning like different dynamics of Houston, and then just like it's a big city, man. I think I don't know the
Yeah.
population, but I know it's huge. And
Oh,
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure where did you grow up in Houston?
I grew up Jersey Village area. It was kind of northwest part of Houston, maybe 20 minutes from Cypress, 20 minutes, 25 minutes from downtown. It's like this northwest corner.
On 45 or on I-10?
Off of like if you do like Beltway 8 and West Road area, or like 290 and Beltway 8 type of thing. So that area over there.
I had to
Yeah.
learn my way out there, man. So yeah, I remember
For
those
sure, man.
parts. And man, to go to school, it took me like an hour and a half just to get
Oh,
to
I
school
bet. Oh,
without
traffic's
AC,
crazy.
bro. Without AC, I
Oh,
was like, I was
no.
like, I'm
Yo,
going
and
back to the
dude, and Houston, man,
radio.
is like 99, 120% humidity. So it's like the
Yeah,
armpit of Texas, man.
you're
That's what I always
dripping.
say. Like, right, and it's 6 a.m.
Yeah, and it's 6 a.m. As soon as you just took a shower and you're still already sweating already, man.
Still
So,
sweating, exactly.
dude, so man, that's awesome that you're from Houston. Now you're in Fort Worth. It's very similar. I mean, a little bit different, but it's very similar
Yeah.
in a lot of ways because you're in the Metroplex there in downtown
Yeah.
Lucas,
Yeah.
Dallas, and Fort Worth. It's a huge area as well, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of different cultures as well there. You get to
Right.
experience a lot of that, the food and all that. So, what when you go to Carnitas, what's your go-to? What do you like to eat? Or everything, or whatever.
Oof, man, really honestly everything. But let's see, man. I mean, I love tacos for sure. Like, I mean, that's like everybody, right? I love I think my favorite is barbacoa tacos. Like if they're cooked just right and put the lime on it,
Oh,
like
yeah. The
that's, you know what I'm
salsa.
saying?
You
Oh
like
yeah, man.
the
Oh, I
salsa?
do for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
That's good,
I'm
man.
always there, and it's funny because like obviously I stick out like a sore thumb, and so everyone's just like bringing me food,
Hey,
and so I'm just sitting
they
here just
want you to try
eating it,
everything, right? You're like,
everything,
so
man.
you know that everything tastes good, but
Right, like I'm not gonna be concerned about
and you got to
it.
prepare it, like you know that they prepare it with so much, like you're like, dang,
Yeah.
what did you add to that? Like, oh man, it's just amazing, man. I just came from
Right, man.
this past week and I had two carne asadas,
Okay,
so
okay.
back to back, one in Corpus and one in Laredo, Texas. Like, oh
Oh,
man,
dope,
but
dope.
before the cold weather, I guess.
Right before it all came down.
Yeah, dude, but so now talking about music, right? Like music was the one that kind of put you on the map with this video. And I was gonna ask you, and I sent you the questions that I was gonna ask you. What do you think has happened this last year, 2023? Did you see how music and especially like other genres of Mexican regional music blew up? What do you think about that trend and what happened like with Peso Pluma and all these kids? And do you listen to all that music too?
No, I do definitely. My kids will always be like, "Hey, mister, like put this on," or like, and I have to make sure like it's appropriate because like I
Oh
know they try me, you know, they try me. I'm
they
like,
try it.
nah, man. Like I know when it's a cuss word. I know when it's singing about like inappropriate things. But like they'll be like, "Oh, just go listen to it by yourself or something." And so, I think it's. I mean, it's pretty cool to see like how a lot of these talented artists are getting recognized for like their work, because then it's like it's quality music, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. And so it's cool to see how social media has played a part in causing them to be trending and go viral and give them the credit where credit is due, you know. So I mean, Grupo Frontera, right? Like they like blew up because of that one video, you know what I'm saying? Like was it like that couple dancing, and like someone was like, "Hey, who? What song was that in the background?" And like they didn't like. I watched this whole story on like that recording wasn't even finished, and it was like a cover to a song. And now look at them now, like they're doing covers with Bad Bunny, Peso Pluma, like things like that. And so it's
Bro,
pretty cool.
that you just reminded me a bit about that story because
Yeah.
my parents they and my family they own a reception center,
Okay.
and I usually help them out on the weekends. I'll like just be there bartending or whatever they need, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And this one song by Grupo Frontera was always being played, but I didn't know who they were. I was like, who are these
Yeah.
cats? Like they sound like a typical Mexican band
Right.
from the valley. Like the old school, but they have new school words and lyrics and everything. It's like they would always keep on playing it and everybody would request it. And then I was like you said, it started off that video. I was like, dude, it wasn't even about it was more about the video at first. Cause I remember that video that you said that they were dancing to it. And then the song just became like it hit off. Like the song
Yeah.
became the song. And then they became
Yeah.
an actual record. They started making more actual songs and it just blew up.
Yeah.
Like their music is awesome.
No, I agree. I mean, I'll sit there and I'll be driving, listening to it with my windows down. You know what I'm saying? Like it's good stuff.
It's good
Like, and
music.
it's just catchy too. I don't even know. Just, I mean,
It
the rhythm of
is very
everything.
catchy.
This, I don't even know how to describe it, man. Like, I no, I think it's really cool to see how much it's. I feel like a lot more people are appreciating like like that type of music, you know? So,
Yeah, and the story of how they came together is also pretty cool and
yes.
intense. I don't know, the bio of the main singer, he said that he was kind of recording off of like Facebook and just putting videos of him singing. And his dad was a singer too. And but he would never Bayo, the main singer for Frontera, would never see his messages. He was just like kind of like whatever. It was just him playing the guitar and singing. And then months later, the Grupo Frontera is looking for a lead singer, and they're reaching out to him like, "Hey, we saw this good. It was a dude on Facebook. He's really good. Let me send him a message." He didn't even know for like a couple of months. He wasn't even aware of that. His dad is like,
That's
"Hey,
crazy.
they reached out to me. They're reaching out to you that they want you to try out for the lead singing for Grupo Frontera." I was like, "What?" And then they all got together, and it just became a natural, man. It's kind of like it was meant to be, you know?
Right. That's crazy.
That's insane, man. Like how like these opportunities are being created because of all these opportunities that we have through technology. Like just me speaking to you right now, we're talking about this vibe. It just happened out of pure coincidence, but it all happened within those little mind decisions. Like, should I do it? Like if you could have easily said, "Nah, I'm not gonna do it. It's just I'm not gonna do that video." But then you saw it in your mind, you actually dreamt about it, and then boom, it's an actually living form now. And now it's all of these opportunities and new experiences are happening for you. It's awesome, man. And also I was gonna ask you, bro, because you have a really cool video on the mural in your classroom. What, dude, that was like I've never seen that in my life. So I love graffiti. I grew up in hip hop culture. So graffiti was a thing, and I'm pretty sure in Houston you saw a lot of that. Was that, I mean,
For
how did you
sure.
get to that? Like, you know what? Let me just cover it up, like, in kind of like graffiti form, because that was a pretty cool thing, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. No, that was, I had this idea. So when I first started teaching, so I started teaching in East Texas, and even then, like if you see my classroom then, it wasn't like to what it was, to what it is today, but I always was like, I would put myself in my kid's shoes and be like, what type of environment would I want to like learn in? You know, like if I walk into a classroom that doesn't have anything on the walls, or if it doesn't feel like it's welcoming, because I think about like these kids are spending 8 hours of their day like inside this building, and so would I want it to feel like a prison, or why would I want it to feel cold and stale, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, plus I have to be there all the time and I want to enjoy where I work, so it's like it's also for me too, where it's like I can walk in and be like, no, like this is the place I want to be, this is a place where I want to be productive, give dope lessons, but also like hopefully like impact lives at the same time and stuff. And so I just realized, I was like, you know what, let me so that was at the middle school I was teaching at. I'm at high school now, but like when I first got there, I moved to Fort Worth in 2020, and it's on the east side of Fort Worth, like kind of like the Stop Six area, and it's an old school. Fort Worth is a really old school district, and so a lot of the buildings are super old. And we that time our school just got a new principal. I'm new to the campus. We didn't have any kids on campus yet because it was COVID, fall of 2020. And I see this, like you see in the video, it has like the before, it has like this was once some type of painting thing that I guess over the years just people have been in and out, and so it's just kind of gotten like deconstructed and kind of like messed up. I was like, I'm not gonna sit here and stare at this. And so I just talked to this guy whose name is Nick as well, and he's an artist. He was a friend of mine. I was like, hey dude, like I have this envision of where I do like this graffiti art. This is kind of what the vibe I want. And he kind of came up with the concept of putting like Albert Einstein's face, and kind of I let him kind of go crazy with it. But yeah, like dude, it turned into this that one wall, the back wall, the main one. And then like the next year, I was like, let me do another wall. So then I would start painting, and then I would have some kids come over the summer and help me and like do their little take to it and put like the splash. It was like a neon paint, splatter paint type of thing. And then the other wall that was white, I just started just taking over the room. Like it was like a year at a time, just more and more. It just kept growing. And it was just fun to see like kids would always be like want to come in my room, even kids that I didn't teach, just because they would see the environment that I had in it.
Wow, man, that's very thoughtful of you because, like you said, I'm all about perspectives. And like one thing that I've learned is like if you see it from another person's perspective, you can get a little bit more clarity of what's the 360, you know, not just your perspective. And you put yourself in their shoes, like, dude, like I want to be here and be like, oh, if you can add to the environment to spice it up and be more colorful and be more inspiring and just be a little bit more chill. Instead of just like having a white wall or a dark wall, it doesn't make any sense. And then you put like all these abstract, stuff and the graffiti like vibe and like you said, bro, like even kids that are not from the class, like, hey, let me go check it out. Let me just see what's
Oh, all the
going
time. And they're all up in the window. Like,
And that's awesome, man. Like you create some motivation to be in school, bro. Like at one point or another, like they get motivated to be in your classroom. I'm pretty
yeah.
sure like your vibe and also it enhances your teaching. I'm pretty sure because
It
if they're
does, yeah.
relaxed, a little bit more entertained, little bit more interested, then they'll be paying attention to what you're saying. And I mean,
Yeah.
physics is not easy, so I mean, you make it more
Right.
interesting.
Right. No, I mean, if anything, it allows them to like leave their burdens at the door, let their guard down, and just come be a kid. Come learn. Like, learning should be fun. Learning should not be this super crazy structural type of thing where it's like, so rigid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's supposed to be fluid. It's supposed to be inviting. It's supposed to be a growing opportunity. And so I feel like just having the room look like that allows the space for that to happen, for the kids to want to learn, want to grow, and things like that.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I like that that you were able to go there. And that you said something key as well. You said that you visualized, and that's a common thing that you're t telling me is that you use your mind a lot to create. So I'm pretty sure you envision like different things that inspire you, and then you just go with it, and it usually goes in your favor because it's actually what something you thought about.
Yeah,
Is that what you've experienced
exactly.
in your life?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've always been kind of on the creative side of things, growing up, designing things, just trying to, I don't even know, like, even as a kid, I just remember I'd help my mom with so many different like projects and things like that and stuff. And so I feel like creating things has always been a part of my life. And so now teaching allows me to explore that even more. I see something that everyone just kind of like checks off these boxes as a teacher, and I view it as like, okay, how can I think outside of that? What can I do different? What can I do to expand, or like to show other teachers, like, hey, you don't have to necessarily be stuck in this like checklist of what it means to be a teacher. And so, I mean, I've always just tried to challenge myself to think more outside the box and to make it more enjoyable for me and then for the kids as well.
That's cool, man. Actually, last night I was kind of bored last night. I was like, you know what? Let me watch School of Rock. I came out of my options of Netflix. And thinking about right now, like you've been rocking, bro. Like you're
I
making it
appreciate
fun. It was
that.
fun watching Jack, making that
Yo, for
movie
sure.
and just like how he was so creative and so inspired because he was so passionate about the music and he
Yep.
made that class so fun. And the kids
Yeah.
like they loved it. At first they were like, "What's up with this wacky guy?" But at the end they're like, "Man, we want that teacher back." So
For sure.
you forget that, and I'm talking about as adults. A lot of times we forget how much impact we can have on a young child or young people or that are looking up to us. And sometimes we get stuck, like and you said, like on that little box, and we want to make
Yeah.
sure that everything is in there, that we forget about their perspective.
Right.
And when we recall that when we were young and we wanted to see the teacher have like a cool vibe with us, it just made everything a lot easier. So
Yeah.
just being able to get out of the box and be outside looking
Yes.
in and all the different parameters, it just makes it a lot easier, bro. So that's awesome
Yeah,
you're able to do
absolutely.
that. And I'm
I
pretty sure
appreciate
being a
that.
photographer, it kind of helped you too, right? Because when you were a photographer, you had to see before it becomes a picture, you have to see like how it's gonna see, so you have to have that
Yeah.
imagery in your mind. So all of that helps you
Exactly.
visualize and make a reality within you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You definitely have to have that. You have to be able to cast a vision of what you wanted to, what the outcome to look like. And so that has helped me in the teaching world for sure.
That's awesome, man. Beautiful, beautiful. And then you also coach soccer. Is that something you're still doing, or is that was a
When
no?
I moved to the high school, no, that they talked about it with me. But no, yeah, I coached soccer really. It kind of just fell into my lap. I mean, I grew up when I was, I think I played soccer when I was in kindergarten, first grade. I was keeper. And then I played a lot of street soccer with my friends growing up, but it was I didn't do anything like super serious or super competitive. Like, I had some information to know enough about like the sport, but I was still learning too. Like, it kind of fell into my lap because the middle school I was at, the coach kind of quit last minute, and it was about the season was about to start,
They're like, we need
and it
somebody.
was And so
Like,
they
I'll
came to me and was
do
like, hey, like, are you down to coach soccer? And I was like, I mean, is there anybody else who's probably a little more qualified than me? And there wasn't really anybody else. And so I was like, you know what, I'll do it.
Yeah,
And
man.
so I went into it, and it was a learning experience, man. But it was, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And just the team bonding and just really seeing them go out there and play their hearts out and a lot of the kids that I coached that were like seventh and eighth grade at that time were have been playing soccer since they were, they could walk. So it was not, it was more learning for me, them, just like me. Like I worked a lot with them. I had a captain and a co-captain, and I would meet with them regularly, like weekly, and be like, all right, so these are the drills I'm thinking for this. What are y'all's thoughts on this? What are your weaknesses you see? What are some strengths that you see? And I mean, we had so much fun. So I did that for a
Wow.
couple of years. Yeah.
Dude, and then and like another thing, it just happened out of pure coincidence that it
Yeah.
the like you saw the opportunity and you didn't really run away from it. You're like, you know what?
Right.
Let me embrace it and see what happens. And then you made it
Right.
something fun. And
Yeah.
a good learning experience, man. Coaching kids is one thing because I've been coaching my daughter for years for softball. And I was not
Okay.
a really like kind of like you. I was not really like an avid softball or baseball coach or
Yeah.
baseball
Right.
guy.
Yeah.
But I, throughout learning and coaching, I became this, okay, let me learn these new strategies. I would do my YouTube, let me look at Google, see what's
Oh,
out there. And
absolutely.
right. So you do
Absolutely.
your research and then you build this the bond with a team and you see them bond within each other and trying to figure
Yeah.
out how to maximize the strengths and stuff like that. So it's fun,
Yeah.
bro. It's fun teaching and coaching, man.
It
And
was a
being that.
blast.
And
I
then
mean, I
so
loved every minute of it.
and I love soccer,
So,
dude. That's I love
yeah.
soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up, I would also play street soccer, in this
Okay.
in the
Yeah.
hood, and I never really
Right.
played in school, but we
Okay.
did play in what do you call it? Hold on, they're giving me a warning here that I'm running out of time. Zoom feature. Got to buy the unlimited version, but yeah, it's about a
Right,
hundred
yeah.
bucks. And, but yeah, I would play. My dad always had teams, so I started playing like outside leagues, like the city leagues and stuff like that. And
Yeah.
it's fun, man. Soccer is amazing. Keeps
Oh,
your
and
body fresh,
it
mind
does. And
fresh.
I grew more in love with the sport. Like it was fun. I didn't keep up with it much. And then coaching it really just, I kind of just dove in, you know what I'm saying? And so I kind of got enveloped in that whole soccer world. 'Cause I mean, that's soccer is, I mean, the fans are crazy, man. So.
Yeah. The fan, I mean, it's a you'd be surprised how fans they'll go, they'll be diehard fans and you're like because they like the
Yeah.
vibe, the camaraderie, and
Yeah.
they feel like they're part of the
Absolutely.
team, like
Right. Exactly.
so like yeah, there's a lot of a strength there, like when you're all working in the numbers, like so
Exactly.
I've seen that. But dude, it's amazing to have you on, man. I feel like I'm talking to a trendsetter in the teaching world, and also just being a good person. I can feel the vibe that you're just a naturally humble person, and everywhere you go, the energy you carry is just it attracts people, and they're able to have a good vibe with you. The videos that you post, all of them are really cool, man. Especially the ones where you share like your before and after, you share your drip, a lot of the fashion world, like dude, like.
Yeah.
I was just one thing, being older, sometimes be like, nah, we're just gonna stick to our own little reserve. And nah, bro, I see that you out there sporting like really cool stuff, man. So what inspires you like also to be in that mode to like let me find this drip or whatever?
You know, man, this I gotta admit, like this is like a recent thing for me. I would say when I moved to Fort Worth in 2020 is when I decided, I was like, okay, I'm moving from East Texas, I'm moving to a bigger city. Because I went to school in NAC, and that's where I started teaching in Nacogdoches ISD. So I taught middle school science there for 3 years. And then when the COVID happened, I just kind of did a transition from there. And I had some friends living in Fort Worth. And so when I moved to Fort Worth, and I was like, you know what? Like, let me just change it up. Like, I don't know. Let me just try something different. And so I started just taking what I wear more seriously and putting more energy into it. Because then I started realizing when I really enjoyed what I was wearing, I enjoyed the day more. You know, you feel better about yourself. And then when you feel better about yourself, the kids feed off of that better. They pick up on that positive energy. You know what I'm saying? And so like they start recognizing, oh, like Mr. Like, oh, I like what you got on today. Like you put that shit on. Like that's one kid said that to me. And I was like, yo, what? I appreciate that, but like chill.
That's cool,
But
man.
and I just it just kind of grew from there, and it grew into this like this love for clothing and thrifting and finding like
Dude.
affordable clothing, because my big thing is thrifting. I would say 90% of the things that I own, I get from thrift stores.
Like
And because I like,
vintage.
yeah, vintage, going to Goodwill, all kinds of stuff where it's like people are like, oh, where'd you get that? I'm like, I thrifted it. And it's like $3, you know? It's just all about how you style it, what you pair it with, and things like that. And I just started really getting into it. And then kids started noticing it. Middle schoolers didn't appreciate it as much, I'll be honest, because middle schoolers, I mean, they'll roast you left and right, man. Like,
Oh
you have
man,
to have tough skin, man. They will
they
drag
get
you,
roasted. I know.
man, on the daily. And then in high school, they really started to like appreciate it more and seeing like, oh, Mister, like, how come you're like the only teacher that does this or this? And I'm just like, I'm just doing me, you know, like, and they started appreciating it more and like getting more like, hey, Mister, I like what you got on. I even have a couple of kids who would like ask me, like, what do you think about this? And then I'm gonna wear this tomorrow. What do you think? Should I do this or this? And then just seeing how it's turned into an inspiration for some of them too, which is really cool as well.
Bro, and that's one other key thing you said is like, in order for yourself to feel better, you started putting in more time into what you were wearing,
Yeah.
because not only are you feeling better and you're more motivated to be out there and teaching and all that good stuff, but then it also like expands to the kids and they
Right.
start being like, hey, this is cool, man, and it
Yeah.
creates like you're creating a whole atmosphere of good vibes while you're teaching. And it
Exactly.
makes your job a lot more fun. There's
Oh,
no,
yeah.
there's less drama, and there's all kinds
Yes.
of cool experiences just by carrying yourself differently. So that's awesome, bro.
And I see it. I see a lot of people come to me and be like, because in physics, teaching high school physics, the way I teach is we don't do a lot of notes. We do a lot of labs, a lot of hands-on stuff. And so I'm in the hallways with them. We're outside running. We're outside just doing different things, testing, timing, graphing. And so that way it's more hands-on. And I have a lot of people, a lot of teachers who see us in the hallway and be like, how did you get that kid to participate? Or how, like, you have 100% participation in your classroom. How is that? Like, what are you doing? And I sometimes I don't have a response. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm just doing it. You know,
You're
I'm just
doing what
doing
you're
me.
doing.
Right. And I think, like you said, a lot of it has to do with how I invest in myself and how I invest in the culture of my classroom. And it creates a more inviting atmosphere, a more relaxed, a more accepting atmosphere where kids feel more obligated to, or feel like they have a place to say something versus like in a classroom, they won't speak because they're afraid to, other people might think what they're going to say type of thing and stuff. And now it
Exactly.
creates this culture of like, no, like everyone's opinion's welcome here.
And then I've seen the videos where like they're doing the watermelon one with the rubber bands and then
Oh,
explodes. So man, yeah, like just watching your videos, like I can tell that the kids are having a lot of fun in your
yeah.
classroom, you know, and then you're thinking outside the box, like you said, and then you're carrying your whole vibe differently. You're setting the environment differently. So
Yeah.
all of these experiences, man, like, I mean, a lot of people can learn from it, and teachers out there, go to Nick's page. You'll be surprised. Not only are you gonna learn about me like the Mexican regional music that he listens to, the badass playlist he has for the carne asada, but you're also
on.
gonna see how cool it can be to change your environment, carry yourself differently, and just carry a positive vibe everywhere you go, man. So that makes a big difference with inspiring kids and motivating kids and motivating people. Like you might be motivating a teacher that, hey man, I never thought of that. You know what? Let me do that, because I've never been a teacher in a classroom, but if I was a teacher right now, like, dude, I'm gonna change that wall right there. It's not gonna be white anymore. It's gonna be a mural or something. That's awesome, you know, that inspiring. So
Yeah.
that's that. You just motivated me to do that. So if I ever know any teachers that I know, I'm gonna holler at them. Like, check out Nick's page
Oh,
and
I appreciate
go do something similar. Yeah, man. So thank you so much for joining me today, man. I really appreciate your time. One thing we like to do in the podcast, sometimes I forget, but today I remembered. I always tell my guests to say, we are not a brand. We're your frequency. So if you can say that for us, and then
Yeah.
we'll wrap up after that.
I got you. We're not a brand. We're well on. What is it again?
We're not a brand. We're your frequency.
I got you. Okay. We are not a brand. We're a frequency.
There you go. And the reason I tell everybody to say that is because this is we're not in the same room. We're not in the same city. But we're sharing a frequency right now. So, and I'm all about sharing positive energy, positive frequencies. And I think today we were able to reach that and do that. And for me, it's like we're not a brand. We are technically, but when I say we're
Right.
not, you know, it just changes the mind game. And then you
Yeah.
start thinking about, oh, wait, but we're everywhere. These are, you know, frequencies that are all over the earth and all the universe. So we're trying to share as much positivity as possible. And this is what the podcast is about, man. We're sharing good stories, inspiring stories from people who are from all walks of life. You know, I always reach
Yeah.
out to different people. Like a couple of weeks ago, I had a talk with a dude from Miami. doing great things as well. And Colorado, different
Come
people,
on.
man. And we're all
That's
sharing
awesome.
these cool stories about what's going on in our lives and what's been, helping us get through.
Yeah.
So, and I saw your story. I was like, I need to reach out to Nick, man, and have this happen. I know that we had scheduled previously, but it happened
Yeah.
today perfectly because we're both
It was
off.
perfect. Yeah,
The
yeah, yeah.
weather's awesome outside. We're wearing our sweaters, our
Exactly.
hats, we're chilling.
Exactly, right.
And so any last words you want to share with the listeners out there or anybody who you think you would listen to that would benefit from an inspiring phrase, quote, word, or a thought, man?
Yeah, man, I would just say continue just to explore and challenge yourself. Never be okay with just being set in your ways. I'll always look for opportunities to grow. I think growing is what's going to take you places and make you set apart and inspire other peoples to grow as well.
Thank you so much, Nick, man.
Yes, sir.
Another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. Go check us out. Go to the website infinitetree.online. It's free. Everything's free there. There's no charge or nothing. Subscribe to the channel. Go to Nick's page at Nick Cordray, right?
For it's at Mr. Cordray, yeah.
Ask Mr. Cordray. Yeah, so go
Yeah,
check
at
him
Mr.
out.
Cordray, yep.
Go look at his cool videos and be like, man, inspired. So
Come
thank you so
on.
much, brother. You have a blessed day, a present
You as
moment.
well.
Thank you
I
for
appreciate you, man.
all the vibes today. Thank you so much.
Hey,
Appreciate it.
thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Catch you in the next one in Fort Worth. All
Yes, sir. Take care.
right.